Please turn in your Bibles to Psalm 57 and follow along as I read. Be gracious to me, O God, be gracious to me, for my soul takes refuge in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will take refuge until destruction passes by. I will cry to God Most High, to God who accomplishes all things for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He reproaches him who tramples upon me. God will send forth his loving kindness and his truth. My soul is among lions. I must lie among those who breathe forth fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They dug a pit before me. They themselves have fallen into the midst of it. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises. Awake, my glory. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your loving kindness is great to the heavens, and your truth to the clouds. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Let your glory be above all the earth. The context of this psalm was when David was being hunted by King Saul, and he took refuge in a cave. He was threatened with imminent death, having been only loyal and faithful to that king. David turns to God, who alone could rescue him. He voices his fears, his trouble, and his complaint against those who persecute him without cause. In our troubles, we're often tempted to concentrate upon our difficulties. But David turns to praise and exaltation of the one who could save him. He emphasized the infinite kindness and truth as well as the unparalleled greatness of God, his Savior. Are you experiencing a season of trouble in your life? Illness, financial stress, work issues, difficult relationships, all of these things contribute to pain in our existence and in this fallen world. While bringing our sorrows before our Heavenly Father, we would do well to follow David's example and to remember God's greatness, his loving kindness, his mercy, and his ability to sustain and rescue us. Each week, we celebrate God's ultimate rescue through his Son, Jesus, and his saving work on the cross. Christ bore God's wrath so that all who believe in him might experience forgiveness, cleansing, and the power to live a life that's pleasing to God. If you're a believer, if you're one of those who has experienced that cleansing, and you're walking in faith and obedience to God, then please join us as we share in communion today. If you're a believer, but you're struggling with sin, we all struggle with sin, but if you're in bondage to it, and it's having its way in your life, take this time now to repent of it, to turn away from it, to ask God for his ever-present power to have victory over it. And then join us, take communion with us, and walk in the faith and the power that first brought you to Christ. If you're a visitor or a person who's regularly attended, and you would admit by your own testimony that you're not a believer, that you're not a Christian, that you don't have a relationship with God, or maybe even feel that you need one, we're glad that you're here. We thank God that you're here today. And we pray that today may be the day of salvation for you. We ask that you consider the wonderful salvation that Christ has offered for your sin. That which separates you from God can be wiped away in a moment by acknowledging your sinful condition before him and asking him to save you for Christ's sake. Do that with us and take communion. But if you're a person who has not repented and these words are not falling on a heart that is ready for Christ, then we ask that as the elements come to you today, please just pass them on. And if you have any questions about what it means to know Christ, to have your sins forgiven, to have a relationship with God, then speak with me or one of the other elders, anyone on the worship team, or if you came with someone, talk to them about it. We would love to share with you how you can be saved for a life with God and an eternity with him, free from the condemnation of sin. The ushers are going to come forward in a moment, and they'll share the elements with us. Please prepare your heart, and in a few moments we'll take communion together.